The dream is alive.
We want VCU. We want VCU.
VC who?
VCU.
VC poo.
So this is VCU week, and we're ready because guess what? We're 10-3.
We are.
And so
we defied all expectations. Everyone that said, oh, we might get 10, 12 wins this whole year. We finished with 10 in our out-of-conference schedule. So eat that.
Yeah, and from what we can see on Rams Nation blog, they're starting to feel the heat over there.
That would be the VCU fan message forum board in which they're talking about us. And it sounds like they're kind of scared. Sounds like they're a little worried. KenPom just came out with their ranking or their projection for the game. They have us as a 2-point underdog. That's not bad playing VCU. Traditionally, we've been like 15, 18-point underdogs. So let's do this.
Yeah, fans are saying things like, you know, they're sicing our UNI win. They're sicing our Penn State win on the road. Yeah. And they're even talking about Kent State, who just beat
Chaka.
So, you know, when you want to talk about our quality wins, we have VCU fans speaking up in favor of us right now.
Right, and let's look at their impressive wins. I mean, yeah, they beat LSU, Middle Tennessee, but they lost kind of their big games. They didn't beat Baylor. They didn't beat Illinois. They didn't beat Georgia Tech, which were they were 18-point favorites in that game. They bombed.
Right. And so, I mean,
maybe we have a chance.
The rest of their schedule difficulty is pretty similar to ours. I mean, they have won 4 in a row, beating Old Dominion, Middle Tennessee, Louisiana.
That Middle Tennessee squad is pretty decent.
Right. And so, and then they beat Howard by like 34.
Maybe I could beat Howard by 34.
Could we?
I'm talking about Howard, my neighbor, though.
So that's 4 wins in a row.
Hey, Howard.
We got 9 wins in a row. So, I mean, that's 2 hot teams coming into their first A-10 game. It doesn't get much bigger than this, and we need you to get the fuck up.
Whoa, language.
Okay, well, are students going to show up even though they may not be around?
I'm thinking a sellout.
You do?
Yeah.
So, like, people are just going to, like, they're going to sell student section tickets? Or
peel back the tarps. We're filling those seats with students.
I mean, I hope so. I hope it's a sellout. We haven't had a sellout in quite some time. The last VCU game wasn't even a sellout, I don't believe, even though it was a great game.
It was kind of packed, yeah.
It was good. But it had
like 75%.
It hasn't been packed since. And so we need to fill EBA.
Eagle Bank hashtag Arena. Fill EBA.
Show up. Hashtag it. Let's get this shit trending. Let's pop. We need to show up. Okay, so why do we need to show up? Because I believe that Mason is playing the best basketball they have played in 3 games.
But do we match up against VCU? They're a bit bigger. They have Mo Alie-Cox like in the middle.
So Mo Alie-Cox versus Jenkins could be a pretty desirable matchup to watch all game long.
Right, and I think where a lot of people would think or at least their strength will be rebounding. We've out-rebounded all of the teams that we've played, and we kept thinking, oh, we're going to lose the rebounding game to Penn State. They're bigger. Oh, we're going to lose the rebounding game to all these teams that are bigger, and we keep out-rebounding all these bigger schools. So,
and why is that? I think it's because we are just that devoted. Paulson breaks it down. He says, you know what? Our philosophy is very simple. We got to rebound, we got to defend, and we got to score. And so,
wow. True. That is.
But it's honestly what he says. He said, you know what? You defend your basket and you get the rebounds, and that's all it takes, and it's our heart. It's our heart to get in there and battle. I ask Marquise Moore after every single game, whenever I'm at the presser, I'm like, you know, how do you do it? Are you working on your swim moves? You know, are you practicing rebounding in the game? And he says, you know what? It's all heart. He actually said this last time. I'm just more athletic. And so when I jump, I'm as tall as the rest of the centers. That's heart. Ian Boyd comes in, grabs 6 rebounds in 6 minutes.
Right. They're athletic.
Right.
I mean, compare them to the, you know, University of Penn Quakers, that lineup. They were not as athletic.
What are you trying to say, Jones?
Nothing.
Okay. So, you know, I think the rebounding, I think that's going to continue to benefit us all throughout the season. We seem devoted. We're boxing out. We're clearing out. Jenkins is not even the one that's leading our team in rebounding, but I think it's because he's doing such a great job boxing out.
Yeah, so it's the little things.
How else do we stack up against them? We know VCU to beat us when they hit the 3 ball early and often all game long.
Yeah, and really, they've had deficiencies. Even with the Chaka Smart squad, with the quote-unquote Havoc, they never were that great offensively. I think any VCU insider would tell you they were always struggling. Now, granted, in their tournament run, they were hitting lights out from 3, but that was kind of luck. you know,
they almost shouldn't even have made it that year.
Yeah, they don't normally hit their threes, and so they aren't this, you know,
great high scoring team.
Yeah, what they'll do is they'll cause some turnovers, get some easy buckets, but hey, I mean, we actually have played pretty well against full court pressure. I think we just have more guys to handle the ball. Kyer can now bring it up. Otis could bring it up. Moore could bring it up. I mean,
if they want to throw the full court press at us, the thing we've done very well against the press, we've faced it in I would say more than a majority of our games so far. The thing that we do so well is that Paulson has us setting up the 2-1-2 attack versus the full court defense. So you won't see us dribble the ball that much. And if we do, it's because Otis or Moore just knows that they can beat the guy off the dribble. We're doing so surprisingly well versus the press for having a sophomore point guard. I think that's got to be one of the brightest spots of our team. We're passing the ball through the press. So if you want to press us, I don't think that we're going to get too concerned with that press. And I think that we'll actually force VCU out of the press. So
I concur.
Bring on Havoc. I'm not too sure we're too worried about that part of their game anymore. But
I could see our young guys kind of slipping up in this respect. It's a big rivalry game versus VCU, and it's going to be loud with VCU fans there, GMU fans. Just the overall arena is going to be loud. There's going to be this feeling of this is an important game. Can our squad step up with that pressure on them?
And I think one thing that will help us is that we've had a lot of different circumstances already in this young season. We've lost an overtime game. We've won an overtime game.
But there hasn't been
game.
That pressure put on them yet. And I think that they know, or at least we know, that if you beat VCU in game one, you make that statement win and you let the A-10 know, hey, we're legit, we're 11-3.
Is going to UNI and going to Penn State, is that not those pressure?
Those are little, you know...
Does the
steps.
A-10 change
steps,
it that much, or is it just VCU's
right
branding?
But it almost was as if the 1-3 start was kind of a blessing. It kind of said, all right, well, let's just F it. Let's play our game, see what happens this year. It's not as if we were trying to be perfect, and now we're on this 9-game winning streak. I don't know. Can our guys hold up under the pressure? We'll see.
We will see.
Try some whiskey, too.
Man, I'm excited. I'm excited just for the atmosphere that we're about to have. I'm excited to not be able to find a parking space when I pull in, just because I know that means there's so many people there.
It's been a minute.
I want that feeling again when I'm walking into the arena where I can yell at opposing fans.
You're going to be down at Media Row.
Before I enter that building and when I leave that building, I'm going to be going ham, and I suggest if you're there, you should probably be doing the same.
So you're encouraging fist fights.
Not fist fights. Although I did read on the boards, like, when was there a last time there was a fist fight? Like, I haven't even ever seen, besides the time that I almost got in a fight with a VCU fan, I haven't seen anybody else really get that combative. I mean, where's the rivalry at? Does anyone give a shit?
I think we pull a Trump here and say, if you see a VCU fan, knock the hell out of them.
And that's the end of the first segment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Huge. First song was Gates, Speak. Second song, So Good to Me by Chris Malinchak. Third song, POS, Goodbye. So how many times have we won in a row?
Nine times.
All right. Wow. It's big league.
Big league. What was that? What was that from?
That was from the classic Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
And hopefully if the kids are out there who haven't seen it, you should take our word for it and
just tune
Netflix
into
that bit.
Yeah, tune into TBS or TNT any Saturday afternoon. It's playing, so get used to it.
That's a classic film. Stunner! Where's that clip? Did we just abandon that clip or what?
It's gone. Went the way of the Macarena.
So we were talking earlier about rebounding. I said Mo Alie-Cox and Jenkins could be a good physical battle, but looking at it now?
Yeah, we actually looked at the statistics, and they kind of are telling us otherwise. Actually, Mason seems to be the more dominant team on the boards. again, we keep assuming that bigger teams are better rebounding teams, but you look at Mason, Moore averaging 11 rebounds per game, Jenkins 5.9, Kyer 5.6. Those are nice, juicy numbers. Compare that to VCU, the leading rebounder, Tillman, the hothead, kind of a skinny guy. He's not going to be a big guy. But
with
he's
the Odell Beckham Jr. hair?
Right. He's...
He bops.
I hate him. He averages, what, 6.5 rebounds per game? No one else really notable. Hell, if Kyer were on that team, he'd be second in rebounding. I mean, what is that saying about them?
And it's hard to judge because obviously we've played different opponents, but they're averaging 34 difference. Rebounds a game. We're averaging 42.
And those are just more opportunities to get the ball back and you know, score some points.
And if we're going at the Mo Alie-Cox versus Jenkins a bit, Jenkins averages more points and more rebounds than Mo Alie-Cox. Maybe he's just better than him.
We're just hyping Mo Alie-Cox for no freaking reason.
He went to South County, and so he's a Northern Virginia guy.
But he was
guy.
Like a first or second team something last year, 18. And I just like...
He looks like he should be playing defensive end. And like, why is a guy not playing football? But, hey, Jenkins' footwork is going to be able to beat size.
Oh, yeah. Jenkins' footwork this year is just crazy. I mean, just watching it from... So I'm taking pictures on the baseline. It's crazy. The moves he gets around these defenders, it's insane.
He often goes from one side of the backboard to the underneath. He's shooting no-look layups.
He's perfected those layups. I mean, he just feels completely comfortable underneath the rim. But another statistic I wanted to throw some light at was free throw shooting. Not only are we getting to the line more frequently than most of the teams that we play, but we're also shooting at a 73.5% clip.
Highlighted by Otis Livingston, obviously killing it. I think he's made like 35 of his last free throws or whatever the number is, but he's shooting at a 97% great from the line.
Right, which is second in the nation. So you can't get much better than that.
And we got
an exceptional one guy.
And we got a guy averaging a double-double. Right. I mean, no one on their team is averaging 18 points a game, and no one on their team is averaging more than 10 rebounds a game.
I think so.
Advantage us in some categories.
I think the last Mason player to average a double-double was like Will Thomas, who's like my personal favorite.
So rebounding, free throws, I got to say to our advantage.
I just want to let you know, Marquise Moore is fifth in the nation with double-doubles this year. So he has 8. So he's just straight killing it. So right. National Player of the Year contention? Probably not, but...
A-10 Player of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Not too far away.
F you, Jack Gibbs.
All right, so that's it. That's where we think we have the advantages. I think we're going to beat the press easily. I think we're going to see less...
Easily?
I think we're going to see less havoc than we've seen the last 5 years versus Mason. I think it's because we can beat the press. But what we want to talk
to... Can Trump beat the press?
What we want to talk to you about is...
What do you want to talk about?
We need you to show up.
Show up where?
To Eagle Bank Arena Friday. Get there at about 6:30 p.m. Hopefully you're slamming beers beforehand. If not, hopefully you got gold room passes. You're slamming some Blue Moons up in there.
Or just be in the general vicinity around Eagle Bank Arena just pounding drinks. We need everyone liquored up and showing up so that they can be as loud and as obnoxious as possible.
Cheer your ass off. If you're a student and you live in Pennsylvania about 2 hours away, we need you to drive and show up.
Hitchhike, I don't give a shit. What if you have two kids, you know, with a ballet recital that night? What do you do?
You gotta skip it.
Skip it. Who gives a shit? These kids can dance all night.
If you are if you're like 83 years old and you went to Mason like 65 years ago.
The university is not that old. But if you were just there like a few years ago and you're still kind of old, you know, tell the doctor to pump you up with some morphine. We could find a way to get you situated where you could watch the game.
Right. If you just so happen to have your in-law Christmas party that night where you're exchanging gifts, we're going to need you to show up.
Yeah, skip that. There's no reason that you should be at... Yeah, I have to be at that, yeah.
So, but we need a packed house. And so what are we going to do? We're going to step up. I think we're going to bring the pain. I think Otis Livingston is going to feed off us. I see a big game from him.
Oh, 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 oh.
And you got to believe that Marquise Moore is going to give us another double-double. And Chris, What do you predict happens?
I'm predicting a win.
Hey!
Maybe like by 2 points. It's going to be a close one. Maybe like 72-70.
And everyone's predicting overtime. It's like, okay, we get it. But I think we're going to, I actually believe it's going to be a 10-point victory for our Mason Nation.
I'm calling you a homer.
So that's it. Guys, as always, just show up to Eagle Bank Arena. Oh, fill that shit up. Guys, goodbye, good night, good evening. From by George. Get up! Get up! Get up!
Do you recognize when the world won't stop for you? Or when your days don't care what you got to do? Or when your way's too tough to lift up, what do you do? They don't choose for you, don't let them choose. Recognize when the world won't stop for you? Or when your days don't care what you got to do? Or when your way's too tough to lift up, what do you do? Don't let them choose for you, that's on you.
Yeah, another day, another dime, another state, another mind. 48 moves to choose, but no matter the coast, we all toast the same PBR. So much settling for ours. There's so many lives and so many lines waiting. There's only so much time, so many die patient. So many skate only where the ice is thin. We too nice to not dive in right after them. We too right to not sway a little wiggle from the path. Middle up, foot up on the gas, like the past is the rear view. Last laugh lands on the man with the plan to do all that he can to do all that he can. And we all save face in the face of our friends. And we all bend backwards to make amends. And we all take chances that change us.
Simple with yourself, hate just won't do.
Recognize when the world won't stop for you. Or when your days don't care what you got to do. Or when your way's too tough to lift up, what do you do? They don't choose for you, don't let them choose. Recognize when the world won't stop for you. Or when your days don't care what you got to do. Or when your way's too tough to lift up, what do you do? Don't let them choose for you, that's all right. You.
A lot of my friends shake when they don't drink. All my friends wheeze and they sleep. All my friends think green but can't afford to live it. Can't ignore the cynics, can't explore the gimmicks. Can't report the dividends, limited only by the need to stay fed. And giving up is like Latin, it's dead. It don't happen, don't even cross the head. Lost in our own web, but it's our bed. Sleep sucks.
Or at least until I try, but at least until I'm right, but at least until I'm fly, let me get it on tight. But at least until it's mine, but at least until it's time, let me set them up and knock them down, come on. But at least until I'm fine, but at least until I'm wrong, but at least until I got a piece to call my own. But at least until I'm grown, but at least until I'm gone, say
goodbye. Do you recognize when the world won't stop for you? Or when your days don't care what you got to do? Or when your way's too tough to lift up? They don't choose for you, don't let them choose. Recognize when the world won't stop for you. Or when your days don't care what you got to do. Or when your way's too tough to lift up, what do you do? Don't let them choose for you, that's on you. And we all say face in the face of our friends. And we all bend backwards to make amends. And we all take chances that change us.
Same with yourself, hate just won't do.
Recognize when the world won't stop for you. Or when your days don't care what you got to do. Or when your way's too tough to lift up, what do you do? Don't let them choose for you, that's on you.